All right, brother. You said that you had also Masonic, right?
Well, my career in law enforcement, I actually joined the Brotherhood of Freemasons.
How'd you get into that?
Man, you know, a lot of cops are involved with that.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a thing that I'm not saying you must do, but 95% of them do. You know what I mean?
Now, what's the benefit out of it? Like, what's the main purpose?
Actually, for me, if you're going to ask me the question, I think it was more like biblical history. What intrigued me the most was they talked about King Solomon's Temple and the Holy of Holies, and I've always been intrigued by it.
So this actually exists?
Yes, it does. It's the occult. It's nothing to be messing with.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you straight up.
All right.
And it's three phases. The first phase is an apprentice.
Okay.
Even before you get to that phase, you got to be pretty much spoke about.
Okay.
You know, to be one, you have to ask one. So one of my supervisors, he was a lieutenant, pretty much came up to me and asked me, "Hey, you want to join a club?" And I'm like, "What kind of club is it?" You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, it's a Freemasons. I did my background, you know, on them and did my research, and I've seen a lot of positive things that came out of doing the research. You know, a lot of them donate money to cancer victims and children with cancer, and Shriners, they have their own hospital and so forth. You know, and you know, I was in a position where I'm working with juvenile offenders. Well, why not? Why not do something in the outside? You know what I mean? So my lieutenant spoke for me, and two other of my fellow brothers in blue, and they petitioned. We petitioned for a spot in the Brotherhood and filled out applications, and they did a background. They do a background on you, see if you're good standing, or else they won't take you.
Wow.
What they do is they take men to make them better. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But only God could do that.
Right.
You know, no club could do that for you.
That's right.
You know, so right around 2006, I'm on my fourth year. I'm a fourth or fifth year on the job. You know, I petitioned. It all went pretty good, and you know, they do a house interview.
Okay.
So I had, I mean, like 20, 30 people come to my house, and they spoke to my wife because they speak to the females first.
Wow.
I didn't know why, but they usually do that because you're not going to be around as much when you go into meetings, or you got to do, take time off to do, work. As far as donating, you know, getting money for donations and, you know, and so forth. So I didn't see that quite a bit, you know, as far as going out there, doing any that type of work first, because you have to go through rituals first.
Mm-hmm.
The first phase is the inner apprentice phase. That's phase one. And, you know, you do your rituals. They take you in and they tie a toe to your ankle, you know, made of...
They tie a toe?
A toe, yeah, ankle toe. They call it the ankle toe. And it's made out of, it's like a harness.
Okay.
It's like a tie. They tie it around your leg, and they race your pants leg up, and, you're there in a suit. And then you go around, you know, you're blindfolded, so you can't really see the actual temple.
Hmm.
It's a temple. You know, you got Joaquin and Boaz on one side, you know, the two towers, which is the two pillars of the Freemasons.
This is like big time.
Oh, it's a ritual.
This is like sacred stuff. Like.
Yeah. But see, the way they cookie cut it is that they only get the ones that are like, you know, I would say the ones that are really interested and the ones that are clean cut.
Right.
All right. And I'm going to add the devil to this, too.
Okay.
Because when you're in the world, you're of the devil. You're father of the devil, right?
Right.
When you don't have God on your mind at all times, from when you wake up in the morning to when you go to sleep at night, you're of your father the devil. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say it like that, but I'm going to be bold and honest, you know.
Right.
I was in the right state of mind then, you know. I had some marital problems, so I felt like this was an outlet for me to get out and have fellowship with other brothers.
Because you wasn't getting that with the churches.
I wasn't getting that with the churches back home because, I mean, they were preaching prosperity.
Right. Okay.
You know, give me a dollar, God gives you a thousand. God doesn't work that way.
Right.
Man, you got to work for, you know, you got to work to eat. So, don't wait for a handout.
So how long did the first phase last?
What they do is they bring you into the temple and they have the secretary which is a male. We're all males. There's no female Masons here. I know in Europe, I think they do, not here. Unless you're an Eastern Star, that's different.
Okay.
But the Freemasons, the blue, you got the Blue Lodge, which is composed of all different nationalities and backgrounds of Masons,
right,
to include different religious sects, Hindu, Muslim, whatever. You could be atheist, they don't care. You could be satan, you could be a devil worshiper. Wow. And they'll bring a devil worshiping Bible right there, satanic Bible, so you could you take the oath. Yeah, they don't care. See, I didn't know that until I started doing more homework on it. Now, what did I get myself into? But
did you ever get that far?
Oh yeah, I became a Master Mason.
Okay.
I mean, the highest you can go is 33rd. But
okay,
even at 32nd, see, from the ranks of 30th to 33, which is 3, that's when they divulge the actual truth to you.
I got you.
You know, which they have you in darkness all those years, and then once you start climbing up the rituals and the phases, and you go up the ranks or degrees,
right,
we call it. You could go from the 3rd degree to the 32nd degree in a weekend.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you could do it in 2 days. They call that the fast track. But usually to get that high, it takes years.
Wow.
It takes years, but you could do it the other way. You got to pay some money or talk to whoever.
I heard that some people, I might be mistaken, but I know some of these rich people, these Hollywood people, they give land, millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It all depends because those are called dues, right?
Okay.
And you're talking about occultic, satanic individuals that work in Hollywood, reverence,
mm-hmm,
of money, of people of power, you know. I didn't know all that. Because when you got scales in your eyes, you can only see so much.
Right.
But when God removes those blinds off your eyes, you start seeing who's who for what they are.
Wow.
You know? And not every Masonic lodge, I mean, they all talk about the same, but everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in order for you to be a Shriner, you got to be a Mason. For you to be a Knights Templar, you got to be a Mason. And you, the more you go up in that pyramid, and the highest you could go is a Rothschild.
Right.
They're the highest of the highest.
Really?
Yeah, they're the satanic children of Satan.
Wow.
They actually sit on a table and they have a special chair for Satan right there. And he comes and talks to these family members, and they're the ones that, the shaking and bakers, I call it.
Now, this all has to do also with the those people who go out into the wood and they burn that wooden owl and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the Illuminati.
Illuminati, okay. So
right.
Yeah,
you have to be a Freemason to be there. All the presidents were Freemasons.
Okay.
A small portion weren't, but they were Jesuits. This is the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, even the Pope. I'm going to be honest. They don't actually have to do the whole ritual. They have to watch.
Right.
And because of their power and rank within the church.
But it's still controlled by
them. Oh, yeah. Everything is controlled by the white and black Pope.
Yeah.
So black and white, which is white and black tiles, is where we have our temple.
That's where you get that.
Yeah, the yin yang, you know, the good versus evil. You got to have one of the balance. And that's the work of the devil. God doesn't work that way. He doesn't manifest that way. That's all the trick of the devil. You know, the devil knows the Bible better than me and you put together.
Right.
Because he was there when God was putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
And of course he fell, of course, but he knows.
Yeah.
He could twist the word of God and make it so clean like honey in your mouth. They say, well, this guy is a man of God. But no, you got to go beyond that, honey.
Right.
You got to go around it and do your research.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to give themselves up. You know what I mean? A lot of these guys and women, men and women that work in Hollywood, they're all Satanists.
I bet.
All of them are Satanists. And you know what? Anybody could tell me different. I really don't care because I know. Certain hand signs that you do. You know, the pyramid, the rock, you know, Jay-Z calls this the rock, is a pyramid.
Right.
All right? But in that pyramid, there's 13.
Right. You also got the, what was this?
That's the horns of the devil.
Right.
The devil's horns, yeah. And, you know, that's Illuminati. You could use it for the Shriners use it too.
Right.
That's the Moloch.
Okay.
Moloch is the actual owl that they worship out in California. All these big shots, big corporations, they go there. And that's where they make the presidents too.
Really?
They make presidents there. They know which president they're going to make. They make them. All this political stuff,
right,
that's just BS. That's bullshit.
Why?
That is bullshit. That is the most deceiving thing in America. They know which, the Rothschilds makes the presidents. They're trillionaires. They own the world. They own like 90% of the world.
Yeah. And plus, if you have all these superstars and all these
you
actors,
control their puppets.
Well, and not only that, they got the money to buy land.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually, there's going to be one government.
Yes.
Or one secret government, should I say. The Illuminati or the Masons.
Right.
Who will control all this land.
But see, the Masons are the foot soldiers of the Illuminati. You understand right. The pyramid, right?
Yes, yes.
It's shaped like a triangle, right? So we're at the very bottom.
At the very bottom.
And then above that, you got different families, you know, different. Above that, you got York Rite, Scottish Rites, which are also sets of different branches of Freemasons. And then you go into Knights Templar and you got, Shriners.
I guess that's where you get the All-Seeing-Eye from.
The All-Seeing-Eye is Lucifer.
Right.
Underneath them is the Rothschilds. Underneath them is the Council of 13. Or the Council of 33. Or 13. No, 13. Underneath them, you got the Council of 33. Underneath them, you got big, you know, different corporations like the CFR.
Wow.
The Council of Foreign Relations. And underneath them, you got, you know, like six big companies that own all the, they own all the real estate and they own all like media outfits, you know, like, they own all different types of.
Yeah, like those people who are like Warren Buffett. Who owns
He's a 33rd.
Yeah.
So they own, property, they own land, they own
stocks, everything.
Everything. So you got six corporations in the world that owns 90% of the assets and the money of the world, right? Mm. So even the Federal Reserve is not of the United States. It's a separate entity that's ran by the Rothschilds. See, the Rothschilds, they run all that from their house. Wow. And they live out in England. They don't leave that house.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
They don't leave the house.
Why is that? I mean, is there
because that's where the devil dwells.
Gotcha.
The devil could only be in one place. God is everywhere.
Yeah.
You understand?
True.
Yeah,
because God is, he's
everlasting.
He's omnipresent.
Yeah, he's everywhere. You can't put God in there, sir. Yeah. It's too big.
And you can't have the devil everywhere. You know,
no.
He's limited to his power.
One spot.
Amen.
Well, he'll use his foot soldiers to do other things.
Exactly.
They're all demons. They're all demon possessed. They're vessels. They're fleshly vessels that are compartmentalized. They're like shattered. They shatter their brains, and it's just like MK Ultra, right? They use MK Ultra to break the minds of people, mm-hmm. and then they mold them the way that they want them to go.
Wow,
you know what I mean? Or satanic ritual abuse. That all comes together with the Freemasons.
So their ultimate goal is pretty much to have one world order,
one world religion,
and one world
currency. Yep.
To eventually rule the world.
Rule the world, right?
Which is to usher in also the
Antichrist.
The Antichrist, Mark of the Beast, and so
Mark
on.
Of the Beast, right?
So you've seen all this firsthand.
Yeah. Oh yeah, firsthand. I mean, I've seen the rituals. I see where they imitate them trying to kill you.
Wow.
You know, when you get in your masters, they put you like they simulate that they're stabbing you, and they're killing you like a Tubal Cain. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
in other words, like you almost have to, kind of like the way we have to be reborn.
Yes, they're making a mockery out of baptism.
Right, and it's actually reversed. And you know what? The devil works like that because.
Yeah.
So if we have to be reborn, they pretty much say you have to die first.
You have to die.
Kill yourself for the devil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just like the satanic baptism, they baptize them in blood and. In a like a cast iron bathtub.
Right.
If you see the videos that you see, like this girl named Rihanna is one of them. That she's done blood sacrifices, mm-hmm. and she's done a blood baptism. But they won't show blood in the bathtub. They show water. But it's symbolic. The water, their water is symbolic to blood.
Right.
And they have to get in that bathtub. Even Eminem, you see him on one of those magazines, he's just leaning back, bare-chested, with blood up to his stomach.
Wow.
In a cast iron, bathtub. And that's how they do their rituals. Everything is backwards.
Who's the other guy? I know there's a lot of them.
A lot of them. Yeah.
Was it Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne is another. That's the most satanic one around. Him, yeah. Lil Baby, the one that promotes him. He's a pedophile. He's a fag.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They're all homosexuals. They have to be like the Baphomet. Like, is it above? Like, is it below? You see the Baphomet?
Yes, yes. He's got four arms. Something like
that. Well, no, no. That's Hindu. I'm talking about the Baphomet is the god of the Knights Templar.
Okay. I'll post a picture as you're saying this.
Yeah.
I'll post a picture.
It's a goat's face with horns.
Right.
Has breast of a woman and the remaining lower half of a man. And then the feet of a goat.
Wow.
You know, so they worship that. That's Lucifer. All right? It's disgusting.
Yeah.
They eat fecal matter. They drink urine. I mean, it's disgusting. I never did that. You know, I never got that high up to do nothing like. But when you're up there and they expose everything to you at the 30th to the 33, you know, you're done. You're selling yourself to the devil at that point.
And then not only that, you're sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, you sworn never to divulge any information, but to always protect and help your fellow brother. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
And oh, so yeah. That was the pretty first step, and then what was the second?
The second is fellowcraft. That's the second degree, fellowcraft.
Okay.
Same kind of rituals, but it's now you go from raising your pants on the pants, you know, like trousers on the right. Now you're gonna do it on the left, and now you got a different ankle toe with a ball. You know,
man, that's crazy.
And then you blindfolded. It take you, you know, the actual officer. They call them officers, the ushers. I call them ushers. They usher you around, and you got to bow where you have to bow, and you got to, you know, do what you got to do, and and they make you face the worshipful master of the east, the worshipful master of the west. This is a specific part in the lodge. It's empty, and that's the north. You never face the north, you know, which it resembles where the Lord is at.
Right.
You know, they say that God is, you know, straight up north, you know, but they don't make you do nothing with that. It's just like senseless rituals, you know, and you want your ego to get through, you're eager to get your ring, you know, your token.
Yeah.
Or any other, you know, Masonic memorabilia that you could wear, you put it on.
I met somebody when I was working at the shipyard, someone who did have a ring.
Yeah, I used to wear a ring all the time.
Okay, so they give you rings.
No, you have to buy it, you have to purchase it yourself. Oh. Or if you're my brother, and I'm giving you a token of my appreciation to you because you already became a master.
Right.
Well, here's sometimes they'll give you a dime with a compass and square on it.
Wow, okay.
You know what I mean? Unless you really put it up close to see it, that's a token of appreciation and love from your brother.
Gotcha.
Or they'll probably, you know, well, you know what? We want to buy you your first ring. Mm. Or they'll give you a shield to put in your car. You know what I mean? So everybody sees that your brother, leave you alone. You get special privileges, you know, you get pulled over, cop, have a nice day. Because they're all.
So the ultimate goal here is that if anybody ever, I guess, approaches somebody, stay far away from this.
Oh, you're going to have to stay far away from and run. Don't stay close because, see, the problem with that is they use the actual word brotherhood as an advantage to them.
And sad.
It's a catchy. It's a honey.
Say brotherhood also.
Yeah,
like this is going around a lot in the colleges.
Oh yeah, the Alpha Katas and all them. That's all Greek.
Yes.
And a lot of them becomes after a while, they'll become bones and skulls.
Wow.
Oh yeah, especially if you're in Yale, that's where they come from. You know, but they do have. You have to be a master mason before you become anything else. Depending on. Your upward mobility is, and rituals, the quicker you get them done, the quicker things are revealed to you. But like I said, you could go as high as you want. If you got money, you could buy your way up. Mm-hmm. You know, honorary. You know how many times they give honorary doctorates that people never ever been in college?
Yeah.
You know, like, for example, Bill Cosby got an honorary doctorates, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they jacked them up with some of these women and stuff, they took it away. But he's a Freemason.
Ah.
But see, if you start exposing them, they'll go after you, they'll go after your family, they'll try to kill you because the government's part of it. It's not only civilians, the government is in cahoots with these people.
Right, right.
And in every, there's sectors throughout the whole country that split apart. I don't know if it's northeast, south, and west, but they have witches. that are in charge of these sectors, and warlocks that are in charge of these sectors, and they pretty much monitor the satanic, you know, I'm going to use the satanic, you know, members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they call it congregation too, just the opposite of being a Jesus believer. You
right.
know, I don't want to use the word Christianity.
Yeah.
But I want to, you know, believers, right? So they have a specific warlocks and, you know, Council of 13 witches, which are either male or female.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much they're in charge of thousands of members of the congregations and the local witches and warlocks that are in charge of that congregation.
Wow.
And a lot of them are politicians, heavily involved in witchcraft.
Mm.
And they have to do certain rituals and certain things in order for them to gain favor with the Rothschilds, and then they send orders of doing things for that family.
Wow.
You know, they give them orders, and with those orders money comes with it.
And so like the exact same way we try to expand the kingdom of God.
They're doing it the other way. Oh yeah, it's satanic at the core. This whole country is not based upon Christianity. It's satanic
mm-hmm.
from head to toe. Don't ever think that the president is not a satanic worshiper either. Don't ever think. And I'm going to put it out there, too. I'm going to put it out there.
Nice.
I'm going to put it out there. Because, I mean, come on. Their god is money. Lucifer.
Right.
They don't have none of want or need. Doesn't the Lord says it in the Holy Scriptures, ye that are poor, you're rich. Right? We're rich in favor to the Most High.
That's right.
All you got to do is ask, and God provides.
Uh-huh.
If He provides for the little critters and the birds of the air and the fowls of the air, how much more us that He loves us even more? We're made in His creation.
Damn.
But these people are satanic at the core. They don't believe in God. They hate mm-hmm. God because their God is Lucifer. Yeah. And I was involved in that.
Wow.
I met witches before. They've revealed themselves because when you're in and you get yourself out, see, what got me out was God's love and grace and mercy.
So, looking back,
yeah,
you wouldn't trade nothing in the world for
never. I'm humbled.
Amen.
To the 20th power.
Amen.
You know, I would never change anything
right.
because the Most High has something to do with it.
Amen.
See, and I didn't know. I thought it was just things that, you know, at times, you know, you do something that you ain't supposed to do, you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
A lot of it was reaping and sowing, don't get me wrong. But the bulk of it was God breaking me down from being a juvenile all the way up to, I'm in my 40s now, you know. So I'm a different type of person now.
Amen.
You know, everything that was taken from me, that I thought it was taken away from me, God gave it back with interest. So, you know, at times when I fellowship with other brothers and sisters, you know, I share with them portions of my testimony or whatever benefits them, you know, in the walk. And they're like, how did you do it?
You know, someone once told me, he said, the devil likes to subtract and divide.
Yeah.
And the Lord likes to add and multiply.
Just like Abraham.
Amen, brother.
Just like Abraham.
That's right.
You know, but I mean, people like yourself, you know, through you, I got to see the apostle.
Right, yeah.
You know, I would have never got to see Pastor Jennings
mm-hmm.
if it would have been because of the word made simple, you know, on YouTube. And then from there we started fellowshipping
yeah.
and I started watching all his, you know, YouTube channels through you, Tony Harving and everybody else. And, you know, just before I came here, the Lord spoke to me. He goes, well, you need to be baptized. You need to be holy, brother. You got Amen. The Holy Spirit in you. You speak in tongues. Now it's time for you to be baptized.
Amen. That's right.
So from here, I'm going to go to the Holy Convocation, hopefully in July.
That's right.
And I'm going to be baptized there. I got to go see Pastor Gino Jennings and see if he knows what to do with
it. Yeah. Well, you see, there you go, guys. You have it. Here's Brother Vic. And hopefully he'll be there, God willing. Hopefully I'll be there, God willing. Hopefully Tony
First Bobby. Church.
Yes.
Rocks.
Amen. And last week of July.
Last week of July. Also, if there's anybody out there considering to becoming a Freemason, don't do it.
That's right.
Don't do it. If you need to talk to somebody that's been there, you could contact me at 330-707-5159. Or you could shoot me an email, which is lowercase vr13377@gmail.com. at any time. I'm available all day long. So just wanted to say God bless you. Be safe. Do the right thing.